This weekend, wiener dogs raced across the finish line, and humans raced to drink the most at Oktoberfest. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello, and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, September 16th. I am Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is the wonderful Josh Rollerson, Morning Edition host.
Thanks for that adjective, Sarah. Mm-hmm. That's very kind of you.
You are wonderful. Oh. And of course is the also very wonderful Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Okay, everybody's wonderful.
We're so Sarah, you're wonderful too. Yeah. It's hard to think of off-the-cuff adjectives.
Thesaurus.com. Like,
oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, I know. I should, as an editor,
I can give you a list of like words that say positive things about me.
Okay.
Intelligent, good looking, athletic.
Yeah. I all those apply for
actually,
me
that's
too.
That's about it. Yeah. That's all I got.
Beer drinker, pirate ship maker.
You are a pirate ship maker.
I've got a lot for you.
You went and saw the duck in Erie, didn't you?
Yeah.
The duck is in Erie now?
The duck is in Erie. Although,
it left us.
Did it? I don't know if it already left Erie or not. So Tall Ships, which is a Great Lakes touring show, came to Erie, which is, speaking of pirate ships, really, yes. A lot of different tall ships are on display up at the bayfront. And to compliment them, they had the big duck, which...
Just like in olden times.
Just like in olden times, the big quacker. My mom was like, I heard there was a baby duck, too. I was like, I don't think your stories are holding up. There was not a baby duck.
Did she say, like, real
just like
ducks?
A regular rubber ducky in the water?
Yeah, I think so. She was,
come see it.
She was a bit confused. but...
Yeah, I saw pictures of old-timey ships in some of the duck pictures I saw on
really
Facebook.
Cool.
And I wasn't sure if they were there all the time. So apparently they're not.
So the USS Brig Niagara is always in Erie.
Okay.
It is the Erie ship. I wish I could give you more historical information. I'm looking at Josh like he knows.
Just make it up.
Okay.
We don't know the difference.
I think it fought in the Battle of Lake Erie. I could be totally making all this up. I think it fought up in the Erie area during some battle on the lake.
That makes sense.
And it was probably one of the coolest ships I went on. It was, I always wanted to go like underneath in the barracks.
Mm-hmm.
And literally when you go, so there's a crew of people that sail with all these ships. So they literally live on the ships and
that is a commitment.
Yeah. And they're all like young, good looking sailors and sailorettes, whatever.
Wait, where did they sail to?
I think they have their own port. So the one was
but only on Lake Erie?
They just sail around the lake?
I guess.
And you need a whole crew for that?
Well, the one ship was in like Brazil, I believe. It was like a 3-story massive ship with an all.
What's like that? Or else you have to Fitzcarraldo it over the land, like across the never mind.
Yeah, I don't know how they would do that because
you'd have to ship a ship.
Yeah. But it's so large, you probably couldn't just put it on like a flatbed truck and
it would be
put it on like
load.
The highway. You know, it's probably too big.
Guys, this is my favorite digression that we've done so far. How would you get a large
how do you get a ship? How do you ship
from Brazil to Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
This should be like the Car Talk Puzzler. Write us in.
Right. On,
send
on
us
the
a
back
postcard
of
explaining.
We talk about a lot of fake information.
I know.
And no one fact checks us.
No.
Just to be so clear, you need to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that they just put it on a truck. Yeah.
You as a listener are responsible for checking if this information is actually correct.
So whoever wants to correct us, we dare you. We dare you. Yeah. So, yes, there were a lot of ships. The crew sails with the ships. The one in the Niagara that I went under, you literally have to duck underneath in the barracks, I believe it's called. And
you
they
had to
have
to duck.
But you can't stand up straight. Literally, that's where you sleep and go down for the mess hall and stuff like that, which sounds really uncomfortable. But they're all young kids. They can do it. And seeing the duck was cool. Although I do have a bone to pick. I thought the duck was very ill placed. It
Well, because it's not in Pittsburgh, right?
Well, yes. Thank you, Josh.
It's our duck.
There's that. Well, it's not our duck.
It's our duck.
It's ours, Rachel.
We've claimed it.
They made a different duck.
We made t-shirts.
Yeah, so it's been to a dozen cities before and after, but it's ours.
Well, I think they
Pittsburgh
made it.
Pittsburgh Pride.
There were keychains made, Christmas ornaments.
I mean, it's even Steeler colors, kind of.
Anyway, so this duck, it was very ill-placed. It was, I think maybe the Sheraton, like, bartered some kind of deal that said every single picture will have our logo in it. So it was literally
that's very possible.
Laid back in the bay. I thought it was going to be like the duck was facing us and then the bay was in the background, the bay and the lake, which would mean for beautiful shots of this adorable oversized rubber duck in the bay. But it was literally like, here's a duck and here's the Sheraton behind it. Mm. Which I thought was kind of stupid. I don't know.
So Rachel Carlson's Yelp review. 2 stars for bad duck placement.
Yes. Sometimes
2 stars?
I do.
3?
2 stars. It was horrible placement.
Oh.
I would definitely say so on that end. But it was still really fun. I've never been to Tall Ships. I grew up in Erie, never been to Tall Ships, and still thought it was really cool. So for people,
I want to go just to ask those people, what do they do? Where do they sail? How did they get stuck on the ship?
We need to know.
They're probably
things.
Cursed, don't you think? Is it a ghost ship? Do we know?
They're probably ghosts.
There's a ghost ship?
I think.
Oh, there are many ghost ships, Rachel.
Oh.
More factual information that we're propagating on our public media associated journalistically backed.
Well,
podcast.
You know, on to things that we can verify.
All right.
That would be fun and exciting events happening this weekend.
Yes,
which there are a lot of them.
Yeah. We have our friends at the Carnegie Science Center going back to school, which obviously for adults means you get to do a lot of themed parties that are centered around learning, learned things. They'll be doing back to school photos. This actually makes me really excited.
My favorite is the one where you have kind of the faux staircase railing and your arms are at a tilt and you just kind of rest the side of your face on there.
No, are we talking about like senior pictures or are we talking like the where they file you by and you get a plastic comb?
That's
really
I'm thinking of that.
And you're in front of
okay. I don't know.
Oh, so you got to pose on a staircase?
I never posed.
A year or two, yeah. There was one where I was in front of like a fake window.
Wow. In my day, it was just a plain backdrop.
Those like really ugly greenish blue backdrops.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we got. So, Sarah, you went to like glamour shot school.
Very, very glamorous.
I went through a really unfortunate tie wearing phase in like 6th grade. I thought like that was funny somehow to wear ties. So I've got horrible 90s ties in my school pictures from that era.
I had a
and nobody understood that I was being ironic.
Were you, Josh?
Josh had to like explain.
I like
it.
To think I was my revisionist history of myself is that I was being ironic. It was a hipster thing.
My revisionist history.
You were too smart. You were beyond your
in that
age.
Case. My mushroom cap bowl cut was also very ironic.
Very nice. I had one of those.
I just had I had jean glasses, so it was like huge round glasses. They were very 90s, and they were jean color with fluorescent squiggles.
Like, you mean like denim? Like
yeah, like jean? Denim. Yeah.
I'm imagining basically the kind of like intro graphics for Saved by the Bell as your glasses.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's exactly what they were. It was really awesome, and I went to a private school where we had to wear dresses to our kneecap and lower, so it was real sexy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to school. Back to school. Science Center, Friday night. $10. Can't beat that, right? 6 p.m. Go get your... photo.
Speaking of learning on Friday night also, if you want to learn about other cultures, or maybe your own culture, I don't know your background, Conflict Kitchen is doing their last night of Iranian food on Friday. And from 11 to 8, they're doing a free movie screening of a movie called A Girl Walks Home Alone, which is an Iranian vampire Western.
Whoa.
Another one?
Yeah.
I feel like that genre is so played out.
That's a lot
of mashup. Not sure what that entails, but it sounds really interesting.
That sounds really interesting, yes.
So you can check that out and learn what that is.
You're like, check it out and tell us.
Yeah, I want to know.
More factual things. We also have on Saturday, moving on. Okay. Saturday, unless you had something on Friday as well.
There's a lot of stuff happening Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, did I skip over some things?
Speaking of other movie, obscure movies, Phipps is doing an environmental movie series. So they're doing one on Friday from 7 to 9. It's free with the price of admission. Mm-hmm. But it's called The Nature of Cities. Exploring nature and cities, essentially, from what I understand. But also something really cool that you could check out, too, if you're looking for nature things. Frick Park has their new environmental center, which is like the new...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Did you check it out last weekend?
I didn't check it out, and I really want to, though. And people are going crazy over it. It's like the most green municipal building in the world.
Yeah.
They
don't even have air conditioning or... oh, no, that's Phipps. Phipps' offices don't have...
I was going to say, I wonder if they're getting like competitive.
Because like Phipps has outgreen each
other. Your move, Phipps. Huge, what are you going to do?
Their offices are very green, and they don't have air conditioning or heating. It like heats from the earth or something.
Yeah, it's all like passive heating and cooling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very, very futuristic. I don't know what like the HVAC system is at the Environment Center in Frick Park, but it's gorgeous from the outside.
Yeah, it's Liz Reed, our reporter, was trying to explain it to me because she was covering it, and I just felt like I went cross-eyed, and I was like, I'm too dumb to get this, sorry. But I believe that it's really cool. But yeah.
They have a really cool parking area that's got this solar array, these giant solar panels that provide shade for parking so your car doesn't heat up.
Oh.
So when you drive your fossil-fueled vehicle to the park, you know, I guess it cancels out somehow. You feel better about it.
Well, let's talk about Saturday.
Okay. So Saturday is the pup crawl. This is the annual...
I saw this.
Are you excited?
Yes.
I think this is really cool because all three of our lovely animal organizations come together to sponsor this. So it's Animal Rescue League, Animal Friends, and the Western PA Humane Society. So it's a fundraiser for all three. And you get to bring your pups and walk across a bridge, which sounds either awesome if you love a lot of puppies and dogs running around.
Uh-huh.
Basically, joy of my life is to pet dogs on the street. So
Sarah's not even going to bring her dog. Like she's just going to be like, can I pet this dog? Can I pet your dog?
Yes. Do you guys feel like, I feel very upset when somebody walks down the street and like they don't want you to touch their dog. I'm like, don't walk your dog in public if you don't want people to pet it.
Oh my.
Well, maybe they don't want to get sued because the dog's going to bite your hand off.
Yeah, that's true.
No, dogs and I get along. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Well, we have an understanding.
Well, this is your chance, I think, because it's probably going to be controlled chaos with all these dogs. But it is on Saturday night, and they're going to have a vendor village and food trucks at 6:30. Registration is at 7:45, and the walk begins at 9 p.m. So,
can I also say there's another dog event happening on Saturday, too?
Yes.
The Waterfront from 1 to 5 is doing their running fall fest, and they have the running of the wieners from 2 to 3.
They
the wiener
give...
dog race.
So you have to register your dog, and it has to be like a wiener-esque dog, and they give the dogs the wiener costumes.
Wiener-esque.
Wiener-esque.
Huh. Is that what you said?
Yes. Long.
Wiener-like, reminiscent of a Frankfurter.
That will bring us to our next subject.
Is it going to be like sponsored by Franctuary?
Maybe.
Should be.
Yeah.
That would be a good... good deal for Frank.
Free marketing tip of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You're welcome. They give the dogs the free wiener dog costumes. And so if you want to see, I don't even know, 50 to 100 little wiener dogs running in hot dog costumes.
Oh, my God.
Dogs disguised as dogs of another breed running in a race?
Yes.
Kind of like.
It's not even a race,
all right,
really.
I'm there. With some sort of pageant.
Sorry,
have you ever seen a real wiener dog run?
They were just
think
like
so.
Their little legs. Just
little,
like
little wiener legs. Can you imagine like 100 of those just charging?
That's what you're going to do.
That's what
Saturday.
I would turn out for. Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, Oktoberfest is happening at Penn Brewery.
This episode is really turning into a sausage fest.
There's
Well, speaking of...
I totally threw you, didn't I?
You did. 16th through the 18th, and then the next weekend, the 23rd through the 25th, Oktoberfest is happening. For those who don't realize, Oktoberfest happens in September. It is happening. And Penn Brewery is obviously the best place to go for it because they're German, proper German brewery. And serve up
with delicious food.
I was going to say, with some pretty good beer and food. So you'll get your your brats, your...
And they've been around doing it before beer was cool, right?
Yeah, they've been... They're old school. I think last year they celebrated their 25th year doing it.
I didn't realize they'd been around that long.
Yeah, they had a time where they were around and then they shut for like a year or two. And then they revived it. And it's been going strong ever since. So I'm very happy for them because it's a great space and a fun time. So they have different sessions you can buy from and enjoy yourself some good beer. And we also have a new series that I find very interesting. And they have a lot of different talks coming up. But they are doing this series at Small Mangali called Beyond the Menu. And they are hosting different people from around the area and beyond to do different talks about food, which I am into. So on Sunday the 18th, they're doing Beyond the Menu with Chef Brent Young from Meat Hook, The Meat Hook, and The Whitfield. And he's the guy that kind of curated the menu, is from Pittsburgh, curated the menu at The Whitfield, but has a really successful restaurant in Brooklyn, and I believe still lives in Brooklyn, but oversees the Whitfield. And he's going to be doing a talk at Small Mangali where you'll be able to hear his story, which I always find fascinating, which is probably why I do what I do, chefs and restaurateurs and business owner story. So if you are interested in that kind of thing, this is for you, and it's free.
Well, and, you know, you've talked about Small Mangali before on this show, so it's probably not going to be unfamiliar to a lot of our listeners, but for any that don't know about Small Mangali, we had a great story last week.
We did.
On WESA, all about it, and a wonderful web write-up with great photos by Megan Harris. It's a good story. You should check it out.
Written by Patrick Doyle.
Patrick Doyle reported this story. A lot of people had a hand in it.
I just love that space. I really, really love what they're doing. I love going there. I think they have a really strong brand, and I'm excited to see where it goes, because I think it's going to constantly evolve with the four different restaurants ending their run, which they still have like 10 months, I think, so a long time. But it's still going to be really interesting. If people don't know, it's a restaurant incubator, and they should check out the article for all the info.
It's just a fun space, and the food's really good.
Also, I do want to mention, because I am nerding out about two fashion-y things going on.
Oh, yes.
Number one, The Wiz, that was on NBC, ABC. They did The Wiz Live. Now I'm on what channel it was on. They're doing a costume exhibit from the costumes from the show at August Wilson Center, opening on Saturday, which I think is going to be awesome because I love looking at costume exhibits, and I think the costumes were pretty spectacular. So you can check that out. I believe it's going to be running for a couple weeks, and the August Wilson Center is pretty beautiful. So you can check that out. And then also, I am very excited for the fact that ModCloth, which is an online clothing retailer that actually started in Pittsburgh, and has been hosting pop-up shops because it's just online, but they've been hosting pop-up shops all over the country. They're ending their pop-up shop run with a pop-up shop downtown starting on Saturday.
I'm super stoked for this.
Yeah. Josh is like, I have nothing to contribute.
I'm super excited, though.
Smiling politely. Yeah.
I am currently in a bet, which prohibits me from shopping at this pop-up.
But you can order online. No,
I can't. I moved in with my boyfriend technically like 2 weeks ago. And since then, probably ordered at least like 24 packages of things I bought online. And he made a bet with me that I could not go through the end of the month without buying any more shoes or clothes. So
just send the package
here. What are the stakes?
Double or zero my rent that I pay, my rent that I pay him.
Oh.
So.
I would just send the packages to the office.
I'm not going to lie. That thought occurred to me, but I want to be honest. I really feel hashtag blessed and like appreciate that you guys really wanted to scheme with me.
I wanted to.
All about the scheming.
Yeah. Because I couldn't imagine not buying something for a month online.
I know. But I would love to go and check it out in Window Shop.
The term of this bet is the end of the month?
Yes, so I have until, what is it, September 31st?
Okay, so you have to let us know how it turned out.
I will.
Yeah, follow up with that.
Or September 3rd. Oh, even better. September only has 30 days. I forgot.
Well, the Mod Class Shop will be up until the 27th, so just saying.
So hang in there.
We can do it.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm going to go shopping at the ModCloth pop-up shop. It's downtown on Smithfield Avenue, and they have really good hours throughout the week. So yeah, lots of stuff going on this weekend, kind of covering a lot of different ranging topics. So
yes.
Whether you like beer
as always,
or clothes,
Iranian
or
food,
sausages,
and
Iranian vampire westerns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we covered it.
Covered.
All right.
All right.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
This week on Criminal Injustice, we hear from the former police chief of Mesa, Arizona, an immigrant who went on to head San Francisco's police department.
I have been the chief of police in the most conservative city in the country and the chief of police in the most liberal, progressive city in the country.
George Gascon joins us to talk immigration, community policing, and more on this week's podcast. Find Criminal Injustice on iTunes and at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.